Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independent in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
That was quite a nap, John.
But really, we've had a wonderful show on today with Nassau County Executive Laura Curran coming on the show. And, you know, I don't care who the elected official is. You want a person, I was just going to say a woman, but you want a person like that who's enthusiastic and who's fighting for the people. That's it. At the end of the day, nobody's perfect,
yeah.
And she won't get everything done, but you know she's going in the right direction.
Yeah, no matter what your politics,
right.
If you have a good person who has the people really at heart and are engaged in what they're doing with the passion that she displayed, that's what you want.
Right, 100%. You know?
No matter what you call them.
Right, no, I agree. You know? And at that point, you don't call them anything. It makes no difference. They're a good person, they're your friend.
Yeah,
you know,
good at what they do.
Right, 100%.
Yeah.
And another person who is good at what they do.
Who is that?
Victoria.
Right.
Our engineer. And, of course, Christina Liu from the Christina Liu Show. But Christina, as everybody knows, is the producer. And she's the one who gets all all this talent to come and talk to us. So we do thank you for that.
Yeah, great show.
It really was. And now what's new and exciting in the world of Christina Liu?
Well, I have a lot to follow because Laura really there's really great things going on in Nassau County. It was very hard for me to multitask and do work tonight because I was like listening to everything
else
going on.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's educational.
It really is. And I think it's she was just really a lovely person. I'm so glad we had her on. But North Hempstead is really a lot of great things are coming up here. And I just gave Otto during the break. It's a wonderful book that they update about every season. It's called The Senior Advocate. It's a really great resource guide with all different resources. You know, we're constantly getting calls for Project Independence. And, you know, as a town government, we can really refer you to specific things. But this guide has a whole list of all different home care, health care professionals, you know, like anything that you pretty much need to age in place, which I think is wonderful. So if you are interested in getting one of these, you can call 311 or 869-6311, and we will make sure to get that out to you because I think it's just a great thing to carry around with you. It's called the Senior Advocate, formerly the Golden Guide, now it's called the Senior Advocate.
Winter edition.
Which I think is great because I remember when we first got these golden guides, I brought one to my grandfather at the time because he didn't live in North Hempstead. And I was like, I'm sorry, you can't have Project Independence, but here's a book, you know, that hopefully can help you. So I think it's definitely something good to just keep in your back pocket. You know, and if you're looking up, you need something, just to check it out. And there's good phone numbers and addresses and everything. So if you're interested in that, call 311 because I think that is certainly is great. I also want to remind people that next week we have on the show Kelly Gillen and Mary Mahaffey from our Parks Department because the 2018 Parks Guide is available now.
Okay, it's ready.
I know we were talking about our parks a little in the earlier segments.
I'm here next week.
That's right.
It's two in a row. I saw that. That's why I got confused.
That's right. We're really putting Otto to work.
And I thought we weren't here, actually. I said, oh, it's a repeat.
Yeah. No, we have Otto doing overtime.
Double.
That's right. We got him working hard.
It's on demand. People are calling in.
Yeah, right.
He's got those good questions.
We want Otto.
And I just want to also say, you know, speaking in the parks realm, you know, I just think it's great because Otto is such a great advocate and user of all these wonderful parks.
I actually do use the parks.
No, that's what, but it's really great, you know, and I think, you know, to have you, you know, that's why I double booked you, because it's just great to hear from, you know, a resident's point of view using all these parks and a familiarity about them because,
Is Otto doing the summer barbecue and then pavilion?
I am, actually.
Okay. I know, because we're always waiting.
The Jankowski Pavilion.
I know he was trying to finalize the location. I wasn't sure.
No, what is it called? Town of Hempstead Beach Park?
North Hempstead Beach Park. Yeah. It used to be called Bar Beach. Now it's North Hempstead Beach Park, yes.
Right.
Yep. Oh, so you booked it?
I did book it.
Oh, good. I know you were trying to figure out the venue location. There you go. Good.
Well, I have, I won't name the other option.
Ooh.
But they lost.
No, I will name the other option. One of my son-in-laws is a carpenter, and he works on various properties, and one of them happens to be an estate. And the estate, we had it on last year, had a pool and the whole bit that goes along with it.
Oh, wow.
It was a big piece of property.
Now, he works on this estate, so when the people are away that weekend, you all went into
we'll
the house?
We sneak in there, yeah.
Lowe's family rolls in
it's
with
like,
a keg.
It's like a movie.
Oh, no, they're
all of a sudden, his animal house comes in.
We have to always put somebody behind the bush to make sure nobody's coming in the driveway.
I love it. They have to
actually,
have
it is with the blessing of the owner.
No, yeah.
Nobody lives there. It's always under construction.
Really? It's yeah. amazing.
I think that's great, though. But permanent I'm glad that you chose North Hempstead Beach Park, though.
I did, yeah. But they don't know that yet, so this is a secret.
Oh, okay, okay.
Secrets, everyone. No one blab to Otto's secret location. But next week, you know, we're going to have the Parks Department on, and I think Otto could ask them some great questions about the parks, because also they provide amazing summer concerts and programs all throughout, kicking off in July, which should be really great. You know, and they work really hard on it. So I think people should, you know, John and I talk about that all the time. It's really a great chance. You can come, bring yourself a little cooler, a picnic, whatever it is, you know, and attend. There's a whole wide variety of different artists, which I think is great. So we'll find out about that next week. And if you're interested in getting the guide, you could access it actually on the North Hempstead website, or you could call 311 for that information, too. So I think that would be great. And also next week, Otto is actually very excited. This is another reason we need to have Otto on the show next week. We're having there was an article in, was it Newsday or the Times, about the Dementia Directive?
Right.
I can't remember which one.
Was the Times.
Was it the Times?
Yeah.
So I actually, you know, we had brought it up because, you know, we're always promoting advanced directives and how important it is really to plan for these things. And there's all different documents, you know, we're always doing it. But now there's this Dementia Directive that was created. So I actually found the creator of that, and he's going to call in. So I think he'll wow. tell us a little bit about that, because I think it's certainly something.
I actually have passed that on to several people who I know have situations, and it's an excellent, I'll call it a guide mm-hmm. for, you know, what you might confront in the process of dementia, Alzheimer's, whatever, which most of us really rather not talk about, but great. Facts are you really do have to talk about it, you know.
Wow.
And this is a great guide, and that was the gentleman that put
that article,
directive
right.
together.
Right.
Right.
Well, great. So, you know, we'll find out about that. You know, and, you know, we have these meetings with our social workers and nurses, and we're always talking about different trends that are occurring,
right.
you know, and stuff. And the dementia piece is really something that is becoming a growing need, you know, and I see the SRs that come in and a lot of people are, you know, they're just at a loss to where, you know, it's a fine line of is it dementia? Is it Alzheimer's? Is it just some kind of aging? But whatever it could be. Could it be medication? There's so many things that you're not sure of what could be, you know, what it actually is. So I think it's important to have that conversation, even though it's a very uncomfortable conversation. You know, nobody really wants to have it. But we're really trying actively to, I want to have topics that kind of center around that, because it is a growing need, and especially on our social workers' behalf to get information right. on that. And then the caregiver piece mm. is something else I really want to start scheduling even more things, because we're getting so many calls from caregivers who are seniors themselves that just don't necessarily know where to begin. They're not even actually identifying themselves as caregivers, because they're just, this is my husband, you know, this is my wife, you know, it's not, I'm not a caregiver, that it just is what it is. And the stress that goes on them, you know, and they forget sometimes to take care of themselves is something that, so we're trying to find as many resources out there in the community.
Well, the 60-minute segment, they had a segment about 3 or 4 weeks ago, which took place over a 10-year span of a couple. When they mm-hmm. started, the man was a retired policeman, and he starts with his wife, and okay, she's, you know, diagnosed with dementia, and then they went back like every 2 years. They went back 2 years, 4 years,
wow.
7 years,
oh, wow.
10 years, and it's very sad, unfortunately, you know, the difference from the start to the end,
mm-hmm.
and the difference on the caregiver, the husband. He was a hardened, you know, strong individual,
yeah.
and by the time the 10 years were up, he wasn't, he was not doing too great himself anymore, really. So it's a very sad situation.
It is. It's a horrible thing, you know, and it's certainly,
That is available, by the way, on, if you go on CBS's website and just look up
yeah, I'm going to.
Some dementia, yeah. whatever, The clip is on there, and it's really quite an eye opener.
No, you know, and it's something, you know, that it progresses at different rates, obviously, so it's not this black and white kind of situation, you know. So some people, unfortunately, it's rapid, you know, others it can go on forever, you know. It's so you don't really know, and we're just, you know, and that's why we try to be as proactive as possible. Unfortunately, there's no, you know, end all be all cure,
right,
you know,
no,
thing
I
to
agree.
Do beforehand. There's no vaccine or something. But, you know, these brain games, you know, that we have are really, and we, you know, we're partnered with the Alzheimer's Association, and they're actually this fall going to be doing a whole bunch of different programs at the Shelter Rock Library with us, just diving into different issues, you know, how to keep your brain fit,
right, exactly.
You know, what to do if you're someone in your family does have dementia, you know, so it's really covering all the bases because we just, and that's what we're saying, we're just trying to get the information out there. I mean, that's really
it's
all we
tremendous.
Can do
it
is
really
just
is,
kind of, is educate.
If the person, if you have your partner and your partner has Alzheimer's, but you want to stay with that person, then you do need help because it's a draining situation. I know one recently, which I think was just totally trash, together for 30 years, 25 years, not married, but together for 25 years. He comes down with dementia. They sold the place. She put him into a home and went into a different state. She calls him every day. I said, 25 years?
Mm.
You know, that's my issue. I think that's pathetic.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, you do need help to stay there.
Yes.
Because you get to bed at night, and the person you don't, you're sleeping next to, you don't even know who you, doesn't know who you are. Who are you? I mean,
yeah.
What was that, The Notebook?
Yeah.
Right? That's the movie?
Yes.
I mean, it's,
I would,
it's just.
I can't even talk about
yeah.
The Notebook.
Oh,
please.
Really,
start crying
that's the
on
truth,
air.
Though. It's just, you know,
well, and
that's
a tough. Caregiver doesn't take care of themselves.
Right.
Of course.
And they
and
got
no,
two
and
people
what,
with a problem.
Right.
100%.
You know?
And it's hard to take care of yourself in
of
that
course,
situation
because
it's an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, I mean, we all have them. I have a good, very good friend of mine who's going through it right
oh, really?
Now. His wife spoke five languages. You know, she was a super intelligent lady, and now she's rapidly going downhill.
Yeah.
And they're in their 80s, and, you know, he's got his own problems. Yeah, it's tough stuff.
No, and I think, you know, it's an important thing, Otto. You know, you mentioned we always talk about people are too prideful sometimes to call for
mm-hmm.
help.
Yeah.
You know, it's their issue. But, you know, especially with a Project Independence program, our social workers, you know, they're not coming to, they're literally there to help you. They're not trying to bust you or, you know,
right,
do anything.
100%.
They're on your side, and they are professionals who have, I mean, we've been in existence for almost, 11 years now. So the database of resources that we have gathered, you know, and the connections, it's something that could really make your life so much easier if you just make that initial phone call. And you could just get the resource, and if you choose
right.
to use it, you could use it. If not, you know, but I think it's certainly something that I encourage people to do.
I mean, you don't have to handle it alone.
Yeah.
There are people who want to work with you and help and, you know.
And just
absolutely.
Piggybacking on what both you guys are saying before we go into the break. When you call Project Independence, you're getting somebody who's going to work with you that's been vetted.
Yep. Absolutely.
Don't get this, you know, you see something in Penny Saver,
right.
You know, a woman or man is willing to come to the house 4 hours a day. I'm not saying
mm-hmm.
they could be the best person in the world. I'm not
right.
questioning that. But when you know somebody's
right,
already
absolutely.
Been vetted by your social worker, by the go through Town of North Hempstead, call 311. It's the safer thing for you, for your family. And again, I'm not knocking anybody else. But
no, I mean, this is a good way.
Right, it's the good
you know,
way
it's
to start.
It's a good option.
Right, 100%.
You know, yeah.
You need referrals, and this is the best referral, to have a governmental referral.
Absolutely.
We're now going to go into a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.